Welcome back to the Off the Crossbar podcast here on ILIndoor.com, Inside Lacrosse, and even on iTunes. And on a day where 700,000 strong 12th man members in Seattle celebrate their first championship in franchise history, the Philadelphia Wings faithful get ready to honor one of their own this weekend as the Wings will retire the number 66 of one of the greatest players ever to play indoors, Jake Bergie. And Jake joins us on the phone, one of my favorite players to watch, a favorite teammate of my brother's when they played in Philadelphia, and still confusing to me, a guy that is not in the Lacrosse Hall of Fame, but his number is going to the Raptors. And he joins us on the phone. Jake, how are you?
Teddy, how's it going, man? Things are good out here on the East Coast.
You're a little cold, though.
Yeah, we have quite the ice storm here. He said 700,000 up in Seattle are celebrating a championship. We got 700,000 people in the greater Philadelphia area without electric. So I'm one of those guys, and just trying to stay warm right now.
What's the biggest thing you have to deal with in an ice storm? Is it the power? Is it staying warm, is it making sure everyone's safe?
Well, to be honest with you, this is one of the biggest ice storms they've had out here, certainly in my lifetime. But just trees down and power lines, and you know, the roads are impassable because of big trees and branches and everything falling down. So, there's not a whole lot of venturing out of the house. It's just, bunkering in and trying to stay warm.
ILIndoor Indoor used to do a weekly article or a bi-weekly article of Where Are They Now? Where has Jake Bergie been since retiring from the NLL?
Oh, man, I tell you, it seems like it's been quite a while, but I guess it's only been about 6 or 7 years, but maybe not even that long. But, I live out in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia. I have two kids, my son Brett and my daughter Taylor. Of course, my wife Heather, and I'm just living the dream out here. I do some medical sales as a job, and just enjoying myself.
Is your body feeling better now that you're not playing lacrosse every weekend?
I wish I could say yeah. You always got the stiff back, and when I injured my knee back in '02, I had ACL and meniscal tears and all that. I still have some aches and pains with that, but all in all, I feel okay, healthy. For the most part.
Obviously, sitting back and looking back at your career and this coming weekend has to be a pretty special moment. What you won a championship in '98, you won one in 2001. You retire as the Wings' second time leading scorer in points, goals, and assists, and games played. You're pretty much a jack of all trades for the Wings when you were playing. What are some of the memories you look back on?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, those two championships were certainly the highlights. But, just all the great teammates and players that I played with and the friendships I've made and the doors that the sports opened up, all across other portions of my life. I just, the sport gave so much to me, and I just loved every single minute of it.
That '98 championship team was a pretty special one, but maybe that 2001 team was even more so. Which one do you remember the most?
2001, I guess for the simple fact that was probably a bigger part of that team. '98, I came in as a rookie, and we won the championship. We had quite a number of veteran players, and that was the year there was a best of three series. We played with Baltimore, and we ended up winning down there. But the 2001 team there was just something special. It was all like your best friends on that team, and we had a good run. And I know the Toronto Rock, they were talking three-peat, talking a whole bunch of different things like that. And we got to Toronto, and we were watching the television, and they were saying all sorts of things. So it was really a special win for us when we went up to Toronto and beat them.
And that was one of the most dominating performances the NLL has ever seen, and obviously Dallas was a big part of that. But you guys had a fantastic defense that year that shut down one of the most prolific offenses in that 2001 season.
Our defense that year, a lot of big, strong, quick guys that – a lot of them were really underrated guys like Dan Radabaugh and Jamie Hanford, and You know, just guys that were hard nosed and you know would beat you up when you took the ball. So, you know, when you have guys like that, and of course Dallas as a backstop, you know, you got to, you know, your ceiling's pretty high.
Yeah, it's actually kind of eerie looking at that team then and the team made up this year. A very heavy American defense with a very Canadian heavy offense. Is it nice to see the Wings still, you know, bringing in Americans to learn the game and making it work?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a, you know, a big component of that. I know the Canadian guys, they know the game inside and out. And oftentimes it takes those American guys a few extra years to really pick it up where, you know, they're at a par level with the Canadian guys. But it seems like they do have a pretty good young crew and you know, I think the future is bright for them. They had the big win in Buffalo, and then they dropped a couple, but they're on a little run now. So, you know, hopefully they can keep this momentum moving.
Are you still watching? Do you go to the games at all? You follow the league still?
I do. Yeah, I've been down to a couple games. My son is a big lacrosse fan. He plays lacrosse out here on the East Coast, and I coach him and. You know, he loves going down to the games and kind of seeing where the old man used to run around and bang people around. And, you know, we've shown him some old footage and that sort of thing. So I think this weekend will be a special day for him as well.
You said it right. You were a big man that banged around and you banged a lot of bodies. What was that moment where being a field guy at Salisbury and then you come into the NLL is probably – you had seen it, but you weren't too familiar with it. What was that moment where you realized that you could actually make a career to play an indoor?
I don't remember when the exact moment was, to be honest with you. But I was really a student of the game. I had season tickets growing up with the Wings, and really, you know, I loved watching any sort of lacrosse. And of course, we had the Wings right here in Philadelphia, where I was from. So. I kind of strived to play for Philly and then was fortunate enough to be drafted. And when I did, you know, I did everything I could to learn the game. And I think with just the build of my body, a big guy that was pretty quick, I think I adjusted maybe a little bit more rapidly than a lot of players, you know, that play the American game growing up. And, you know, I went out there and gave it my all and, you know, and good things started happening.
Was it kind of weird being a professional athlete in a city where your dad was an all-pro with the Eagles and then having to play in that shadow? Or was that not even something that you thought about?
Well, I mean, you certainly heard it quite a bit, especially early in my career. You know, when I would get announced or whatever, you know, the son of Bill Berg, just kind of came with it. But honestly, I didn't really know any different. I've been like that my whole life. Yeah. My dad was certainly a, you know, a superstar here in Philadelphia and a fan favorite. And you know, I certainly took it with stride and I was, obviously proud of him as well.
Who are some of your favorite players in the game right now?
I tell you what, in the indoor game, I've always loved watching Brody Merrill. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy that I feel like, you know, even though he's more of a defensive guy, I felt like is similar to my style, a big guy could run the floor and you know, score a goal here and there too. And then, you know, the outdoor game, there's so many guys I love watching, you know, Rob Pinnell and, I've certainly watched a lot of the Salisbury guys come through, Kyle Hartzell, and I'm a fan of the sport. I really enjoy watching all of them.
Yeah, speaking with Jake Berge, whose number will go to the rafters of the Philadelphia Wings this weekend, joining his longtime teammates of Dallas Elliott and Tom Marichuk. Is it quite an honor to go up with those two guys you basically played your entire NLL career with?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I think that's going to be the thing where it really hits home when I look up there and see the number hanging next to those two guys, you know, arguably the two best NLL players. You know, you throw in the Gate brothers and Tavares into that mix, but arguably the two best players ever to play the game. And, you know, to be mentioned in the same breath as those guys, you know, really gives it some credibility.
We can honestly say that you made Tom Marichuk's career easier, can't we?
Well, he certainly made my career easier as well. Yeah. I got a lot of cheap assists watching that guy do some magic. So, you know, I think Tom and I certainly benefited each other equally.
It's pretty cool to see the Wings still striving and being successful. But is it kind of sad to see that fan base declining?
It really is. You know, I remember going in a couple games when I played, and it was a straight sellout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 17,000 people and not a seat in the house. And it certainly has dwindled a little bit, but that also comes with, I think, winning. You know, and when you when they've struggled for the last few years and haven't really, you know, made a serious push for the cup, you know, I just think fans kind of lose interest a little bit, and hopefully that, you know, with this new team, they'll kind of turn that corner and get the winning edge back and see the fans come back as well. And, you know, when you win, everyone wants to be a fan, whether it's, you know, just the fans that sit in there or the news stations that cover it. Once you start winning, it's contagious. Yeah. And it just starts growing. So hopefully they can get that attitude back soon.
Is Chopper one of the craziest fans you've ever seen?
Yeah, he certainly is. He's certainly one of the most diehard fans.
Yeah.
You got a guy, you know, since I was a season ticket holder, out there screaming and doing chants for, you know, all the way through my career. Yeah. And now for, you know, 6-7 years that I've been out or whatever, you know, just the Wing season ticket holder, the fan base, really a special diehard crew, and he's certainly right up there at the top.
You had a chance to play with my brother. How bad was he?
Oh, no. I love playing with Freddie. I tell you what, we had some good times when he was here, and I love playing with all those Western Canadian guys.
A couple more minutes here with Jake Bergen and Off the Crossbar podcast. Now that your number is about to go to the rafters, do you think this might turn some people's thought process of voting you to the Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure. You know, certainly the people that have gone into the Hall of Fame are more than worthy. And, you know, if that day happens, I'll certainly take that with stride and, you know, have a super proud moment. But, you know, right now, the honor that Philadelphia Wings are giving me by putting the number up into the rafters and, you know, it hanging up there, not only with Marichuk in Dallas, but, you know, you got guys like Dr. J and
yeah.
Bobby Clark and all the other great Philly athletes, it really is a special honor.
It's probably going to be a very emotional night. You'll have family and friends there. Who's the first person you thank?
Well, I mean, the people that deserve it the most would certainly be my parents. You know, my mother and father. You know, my dad was certainly my biggest fan growing up. My mom could drive you to any lacrosse field or any ice hockey rink up and down the East Coast, and like it was the back of her hand. So, you know, those two certainly deserve the most credit, and then. You know, my family, there's so many people, my family that really, you know, stuck it out as I was traveling and, you know, the Wings organization and the fans, I mean, you know, they're all right there in the book with me.
Again, it's going to be an emotional night. We won't hold it against you if there are a few tears. I know they'll probably flow, but this is an incredible honor, Jake, and there's probably not many players deserving of it more than you. Congratulations, and thanks for taking some time to chat with us, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Teddy. You enjoy yourself.
A class act through and through, Jake Berge will have his number 66 retired to the rafters of the Wells Fargo Center. It's had like 48 names since it opened, but it is the Wells Fargo Center. Saturday against the Edmonton Rush, the ceremony will take place, be emceed by the Fanatic radio personality, John Marks. Again, he goes up with Tom Marichuk's 42, Dallas Eliak's 35. Played his entire 10-year career with the Wings. Team's second-leading scorer in goals, points, and assists. 133 games and two NLL titles, Jake Berge, well-deserving of having his number lifted to the Raptors. And please, anybody who's listening to this, if you ever have a Hall of Fame vote, if you ever get one, or you know somebody who does, please join me in the fight and the cause to get Jake Berge into the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame. There's not too many more deserving American players than Jake, and he needs to be in there for what he did, not only for the Wings, but more importantly, for American indoor lacrosse in general. Because he was a guy that made the transition smoothly. Sure, being the size that he was really helped. But it's not that easy to be a field guy, to translating your game indoors and making the impact like Jake Berge did. Congratulations, Jake. Your number deserves it. You deserve it. And I know it'll be a very emotional yet special night for the entire Berge family. Thanks for taking some time to listen to this week's Off the Crossbar podcast. Don't forget, hashtag braver than brave. We're all in the support for Tucker Williams and helping the Williams family get through this very tough time. Braverthanbrave.com, hashtag braver than brave. And you can follow him on Twitter at Tucker is brave. We'll talk to you next week right here on IsleIndoor.com, Inside Lacrosse and iTunes. My name is Teddy Jenner, OTCB at teamradio.ca, or I'm on Twitter at Off the Crossbar. Talk to you in a week's time. Enjoy the games this weekend. Congratulations again to number 66, Jake Berge. Talk to you in a week's time. Be excellent to each other.
Now look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.